Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Show with your host, Skip LaCour. Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Show is a weekly talk radio program that discusses any of the challenges that you face as you strive to create the best body you possibly can and outlines solutions. This is your opportunity to talk with Skip about what's most important to you in your training efforts, share your thoughts and opinions in an open forum, and learn from the experiences of other passionate lifters just like you at the same time. Skip LaCour is a six-time national champion and whose leadership and coaching continues to guide bodybuilders around the globe. Here is the host of this bodybuilding and training show, Skip LaCour.
If you could ask me one question that, when answered, would take you to that next level, create a breakthrough for a better, more clear understanding of what it takes to have the body that you really want, what would that question be? Think about it right now. All it takes is one strategy, one new idea, one new distinction, or one new way of looking at the same old challenge that can launch you into a new level of physical and mental growth. Welcome to this Bodybuilding and Training Talk Radio Show. I am Skip LaCour. Where are you right now with your bodybuilding and training efforts? And what is the next level for you? Doesn't matter if you're a beginner, an intermediate, or you have this thing down, there is a next level for all of us. More specific for the more advanced people, more general maybe. Whatever it is for you, identifying what it would take to take you to the next level is your first step. Identifying what that is. Because again, it doesn't matter what level you are at, there is always a next level. Well, what's stopping you from getting there? If you want to make those improvements and you want to make them in the most effective, efficient, in the shortest period of time, you have to know what you want, and getting what you want and finding the best combination of training, nutrition, nutritional supplementation strategies, the mental strategies are going to be a lot easier when you know what you want. You'll know what you want, and then you'll know the questions to ask. When you call into the show today, I have a free gift for you. All you need to do is call in, you know, just check in, just say hello, tell me how your training progress is going. I have a free gift for you. It's my ebook, Skip LaCour's Packing On Muscle Max OT Style. It's a 154-page ebook, yours free. When you do call up the show, your phone numbers are listed. All you need to do is send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com, skip@skiplacour.com. Just tell me your name and your phone number, and I will send that ebook out to you immediately. That's a free $24.99 value ebook, Skip LaCour's Packing On Muscle Max OT Style. I've got a caller, an international caller, I believe, on the line. Caller, are you there?
Yes, Nick. Nick from WA.
Nick, how are you, sir?
Hey, great, great.
Hey, Nick, before I start the show, I want to mention this show is sponsored by bodybuilding.com. You can go to the website at bodybuilding.com, a great site for nutritional products, great source of information you can check. I've got a thread on the message board that answers tons of questions, a way of getting in touch with me, bodybuilding.com, and by Powerade Zero. It's a great tasting sports drink with electrolytes, B vitamins, and zero calories. I've always talked about, you have to keep your body replenished with fluids. If you're feeling thirsty, you're way past the point of when you should have had that. And with Powerade Zero, again, there's zero calories, and it's great tasting, so you can make sure you get that water down. You don't just take a gulp or two and then you're finished. So that's Powerade Zero. Finally, okay. A zero-calorie sports drink. Powerade Zero, zero calories, zero limits, and AST Sports Science at www.ast-ss.com, www.ast-ss.com, the creators of the Max OT training program. Ben, so how can I help you today?
Well, I've been using Max OT since 2003, actually.
Okay.
And I've been ordering from bodybuilding.com since 2003 as well.
Awesome.
And that's when someone introduced me to Max OT training, and that's when everything went to a brand new level. And that's the year I won the Naturals Australia's overall men's in 2003. So I was quite impressed with the way Max OT do all their diet and training. It just revolutionized everything within months.
Well, what made the difference for you with the Max OT training? How was that different in your experience? Just for the listeners out there, whether they're listening to this live on the show right now or they're listening to a podcasted version, hearing me sometimes will say, well, I guess I think that they see it on the website. They must be pretty good. But hearing it from someone like you, Ben, tell the listeners out there what Max OT training did for you, what the differences were for you than other training programs.
Well, what I've noticed, normally in the gym, most people train just to lift weights, and they're not recording their results and making those constant and never-ending improvements. They're just training for the hell of it. But with this training style, you're constantly training to a level, a higher and higher level every time. So over a period of time, those little gains add up to massive results.
Gotcha. So it's kind of a mental challenge that's built into the program. How it has you striving for more, so that's the mental edge, and then the physical aspect of it takes care of itself, because you're always pushing yourself to that new level. You're always overloading the muscle, asking more of it, taxing it at a greater level, and the physical results take care of themselves. For you, it was the mental aspect. You didn't just show up to the gym quite as much. You had a definite purpose, and then you let your mind take over.
Yeah, and also the dieting part as well. It's just a more efficient way of getting your protein source and dieting to a lower level.
Now, what particular aspects of the nutritional strategies are you talking about? What was the big difference for you?
Liquid protein most of the day, like, because I've followed diets, by itself, or Jeff Willett's diets from AST.
Right.
And I was using VP2, and just the quality of protein even with VP2, I noticed my skin was thinner straight away. And and also just you're getting more protein for less calories, so you can diet much harder.
Right. It's quick, it's convenient, and like you said, I mean, if you had to invest to get that quality of protein, that would be a lot of real food to get that same those same grams of protein. So, yeah, definitely a more efficient way.
And
muscle is protein. Protein is muscle. Go ahead.
I am quite high level in business as well. And, it's already 2008. I don't have time to cook and clean like the bodybuilders from 10 years ago. I've got to get the protein in fast, and get my veggies, which is easy. And it means I can stay very effective in business at the same time.
Right, yeah, and I'll tell you, that's, for me, with everything that I'm doing right now in my business and making up for all that time I spent so dedicated and focused for bodybuilding competitions for so many years, I want to have a social life on top of my business life. It keeps me very active. The Nitro Pro 40, the superfood meal replacements, I'll tell you, those are a lifesaver. I mean, those are meals in a packet. I mean, if there's one supplement, it doesn't matter what level you're at right now. If you're someone who's listening to this show, maybe you found it through iTunes like so many people have, and they just maybe punched up workouts or exercise or something on their in their iTunes library store, and then the show came up and they become a listener. If there's one supplement that I don't even consider a supplement, it's the Nitro Pro 40. It's those meal replacements. I mean, eating is so important. Ben talked about that. Eating is so important to the process. You can train all you want in the gym. If you don't feed yourself properly, consistently, enough times of the day with the right foods, everything you do in the gym isn't going to work for you. And the Nitro Pro 40 helps you stay on schedule quick, conveniently, without all the mess, with all the quantities of the real food that you need to get the same amount of nutrition. So the Nitro Pro 40s and rotating that, I like to, rotate that with the real food, is a great combination strategy for me to keep me on track.
Yeah, yeah. And you can stick to your business and whatever else you got to do.
Right, right. Which is really important. I mean, not very many people are just going to dedicate their whole day, their life, their week, to just having big muscles or no body fat. If you can blend those two in quickly, conveniently, efficiently, effectively, your gym time, your eating time, and balance it in with a regular life, productive life. You know, that's what this MaxOT training is all about. And you can have a great physique where, you know, people who don't work out can say, wow, you must spend 4 hours a day in the gym. Well, it doesn't take all that, and that's what you've been able to see, Ben. How long have you been training?
Since 18, and now I'm 33, so...
Oh, okay.
So quite a while.
Right. So how can I help you today? Sounds like, you know, you're looking for that extra edge, that next level.
I'm really just keen to listen. I'm actually getting ready for a show this year again. And it's coming up in about, say, 7 weeks. And I'm just dieting down at the moment, and I was just keen to hear any tips that you've got or anything, really.
Sure. Well, I'll keep you on the line if there's anything you want to jump in. And again, just let me know, Ben. I'm going to keep you on the line here. If you want to call and you have any questions, now Ben's preparing for a contest. That's definitely the next level when it comes to bodybuilding and training and fitness. If you are just having challenges getting in the gym, whatever it takes for you, call in. The number is 347-326-9145, 347-326-9145. You call in, get a free ebook, a $24.99 value, packing on muscle, Max OT style. So I want to talk about a couple things as in the show today. I get quite a few emails. And one email is that I try to pick out the ones that I think can be of the most value to the listeners. If you're listening to the show and you can, you want to comment while the show is live, you can join our chat room, sign up for an account there on Blog Talk Radio. I see we have some members in the chat room. If you want to comment on anything in the show, go ahead and do that. Ask me questions. Ask for clarification of anything I might say on the show. So someone wrote in and they said, Skip, how would I schedule my eating and sleeping if my work schedule is from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m.? I know I'll have to go around the clock, and what about my days off? All right, so this would be universal for every schedule. So he has the night shift. He works from 7 p.m. To 7 a.m. You know, basically, when you figure out any schedule, I mean, if you work the typical 9-to-5 job Monday through Friday, I mean, that's something easy. But the principles with a traditional type of work schedule versus nighttime schedule, it's all the same. Your body, you have to look at it. It's a 24-hour-a-day machine. I mean, it really, if you are up at night versus in sleep during the day, it doesn't really matter. You'll still use the same thing. So I can just turn this around that he works from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. instead of 7 at night to 7 in the morning, and just use it that same way. If you were to work there, you still need to, when you're at work, I would just suggest eating a meal right before you get there, or right before you take off work. We talked about the Nitro Pro 40 is a superfood meal replacements. 2 hours into your work shift, or you pack a small, complete meal like a chicken breast and maybe some vegetables or whatever, something quick and convenient during the 10-minute break that you have, usually in the middle of your shift. Have a full, real food meal lunch during your lunch. Another small meal or a Nitro Pro 40 meal replacement on your afternoon or the shift between your lunch and between the time you get off. Eat a meal afterwards, and then you go from there. Your workout schedule, where you work out before you go to work, and whether that's at 7 at night or 7 in the morning or afterwards, and then you have your pre- and post-workout meal. So let's just keep it simple. Let's not look at our situations, our challenges when it comes to anything we do, when it comes to eating or training, as Just take a step back. Don't make it too complicated. Look at the body as a 24-hour-a-day machine and work from there. Another thing when it comes to eating, someone might say, well, you know, I work at 7 o'clock at night to 7 o'clock in the morning, and then I get off work or before work, and they worry about foods like breakfast foods, like egg whites. That's a traditional bodybuilding food. Well, can I eat that at night, or can I can't have chicken first thing in the morning? You know what? Your body doesn't know the difference of it's morning or it's night. It doesn't matter. It's about protein, carbs, and fats, getting the right calories and the right proportions. So don't worry about things like that, about it's morning time, do I have to eat a breakfast food, what breakfast foods would I be? Don't let those things limit you. Again, if you want to call, and if you have any questions for me, I see we have some people listening to the show in the chat room. If you want to call and you have any questions, I have a free gift for you. The number is 347-326-9145. 347-326-9145. Call in and get your questions answered. Make some comments, anything maybe you've learned on the show, you need some clarification, and get your free ebook. We had a caller a few weeks ago, and what he did is he wrote down a list for me of all his challenges, all the challenges that he had. He took the time to identify of what it took for him to go to the next level, everything that, you know, in his particular experience. It was Dean, and he listed the 12 more important areas of bodybuilding for him. So I'm going to read you what his challenges were, and then I want to explain those type of things in greater detail and how this works out. And it's really not just physically executing these type of things. It's also mentally and emotionally a mindset that might go with it. Hey, Ben, if you, I might ask you some comments. I know that you're more experienced. You've been training for a good 12 years or so. Have any insights that you might have? I'm going to have you work as my co-host on today's show. How's that sound? Ben, are you there? All right, well, okay. So here were Dean's challenges. Number one was eating 6 meals per day. And one thing that I just have to tell all of you, and it's something I say over and over and over and over again at this show, and is that the way you eat. I mean, training in the gym, a good, hard, dedicated hour in the gym. I mean, that's important. When you're in the gym, you need to focus. You need to find the most effective and efficient training strategies. But when you get out of there, you have 23 hours left in the gym. And it's what you do there that really determines how much you're going to grow, how much muscle you're going to grow, how much body fat you're not going to have. All those 23 hours you're eating, your nutritional habits are going to make up, they say, up to 80% of the way that you look. And not just the way you look, but also how you feel, the way you eat. So scheduling 6 meals a day is a challenge for him. It's my belief that when you know the proper priority, if you think maybe you're in the gym and maybe there's some less experienced lifters, or you get the wrong idea, you see someone who may look really good in the gym and you don't see what he does outside of the gym, you may not appreciate everything that he does to look that way. And eating makes up it's a big, big, gigantic factor. If someone looks ripped and lean, it's not just that cardio that they're doing, that they have a great set of abs. It's not because of those crunches you may see them doing. What it is, it's their nutritional habits. So you have to just understand that first of all. I think that when you understand and appreciate how major of a role your nutritional habits play in this bodybuilding and training process, I think when you really believe that, you're really sold how important it is, I think lining out those meals becomes a lot more important, and it doesn't matter how busy your schedule is, making it a priority. So that's the first thing that I do, is I always just reiterate over and over again, if you're listening to the show live, if you listen to the show before, if you get in the habit of listening to this in an archived downloaded version, I can't help but emphasize that. I know I have a lot of younger listeners to this show that are 18, 19 years old, and they're all gung-ho about training in the gym, And these things get missed. And it's because I think when you're at the beginning of this process, the bodybuilding and training process, there's so much information out there. There's so many different opinions. You kind of get overwhelmed. And you just grab that, whatever, you just jump right in. And the training is the first thing to jump in and focus on. And so that's your first experience, too. It doesn't come until later that someone whacks you on the side of the head and tells you how important eating is. Other thing about it, too, is everybody has a different idea of what good nutritional habits are. I mean, anywhere from, hey, I get three meals in a day, and one of those meals is an apple and an orange because I'm so busy, to someone who has a strict bodybuilding program, they're dedicating their life, they have a contest coming up, they're having 11 feedings a day. Both of those two people might say to themselves, hey, I eat well. Well, there's a massive, massive, massive difference in that standard of what eating well means. So, you know, 6 meals a day, I say 5 to 6 meals. I think that the more meals, the more smaller, more frequent meals you have, that you can get structured at a time period, get that body, that metabolism working in a nice, efficient, machine-like pattern, the better. 5 meals a day, you can get the job done. 6, 7, the more you can do, just breaking down, keep staying under the right amount of calories, the better. If you can get 5, now this is for, though, not if you're competing for a show, not taking to that next level. If you're just trying to have a great body and balance it with the regular life, if you get 5 meals down a day, I think that you are taking care of yourself. 6 is a little better, and that's the easy way to do it. It's just by eating before work, at your mid-morning break at work, your lunch time, your afternoon break, and right after work. I mean, you're taking care of the meals. It's just scheduling it that way. But I do believe that, you know, scheduling them becomes a lot more easy when you make a priority. Again, the Natural Pro 40's superfood, Natural Pro 40, those meal replacements, rotating those regular food meals will make it very, very easy to get those meals down. The second thing that Dean has is breaking up his body into 4 workouts per week. So for him, it's scheduling to get into the gym 4 times a week and breaking that out. I mean, that's a very simple process. So, you know, on the AST Sports Nutrition, Sports Science, Sports Nutrition website, www.ast-ss.com, www.ast-ss.com. Go to the lower right-hand corner. Look at the MaxOT training logo. Click there. Sign up for the free access into the very extensive, very well-explained MaxOT training program. And you'll see in there how all the workouts are all designed for you. Take a leap of faith. Follow those programs just for 3 months. You know, what's 3 months in the big picture of everything that you're doing? They're all lined out for you. All the things you've done, don't try to outthink them. Don't think, well, my body needs more of this, or with my body type or my metabolism or my age or my experience or whatever, I need to adjust it a little. Don't do that, at least for 3 months. Just follow it as outlined. You'll come out the other side with a lot more experience and a lot more educated, a lot more practical. Through experience, you can make better decisions on this program, because I think you're going to find out the more and more that you train in the gym. If you've been training like for 3 months, you're just trying to get in a program, or maybe you've been training for 2 years, the more longer that you dedicate yourself to the process, I'm here to tell you that when you have 10 years of training in the gym, you'll realize that once the basics are covered, it's not really the different exercises. It's really about the amount of effort, the amount of intensity, the amount of execution that you put into the exercise that makes it more effective and makes your body respond and gets you the results that you want. At the beginning of this journey, remember, I was there too, and I've trained literally thousands of bodybuilders and fitness enthusiasts around the world answering their questions. You know, I understand that you see all these different training routines that get you really distracted and you really want to find that right one right now. The more experience that you have, it's not the training routine, it's the amount of intensity and effort you put into it. So go to the MaxOT website at AST Sports Science at www.ast-ss.com. Sign up for the Max OT training program and just follow one of the four-day workout routines. Follow it to a T. Dean's third challenge was sleeping 7 to 8 hours daily, and I assume that means he can't get his 7 to 8 hours of sleep every day with his life and busy life and schedule. You know, let me just say something that I believe is a very much of a something that's misunderstood in the bodybuilding world, and that is that you need 7 to 8 hours of sleep every single day or even more to have your body grow. And sleep is important for all bodily functions. That figure of 7 to 8 hours, you may not need that. If you've been very, very productive in, at different times in your life and you are very passionate, whether it's about, I don't know, whatever your business or the relationship that, we've all gone through those periods of time where, maybe we got 5 hours of sleep and we lived a productive life. When it comes to bodybuilding, it's about training hard in the gym, causing trauma to the muscle, getting it to create the demand for it to grow, and then it's letting that muscle fully rest and recuperate. Okay, rest and recuperate before we train it again. It's not necessarily sleep and rest and recovery are not the same thing. So, yes, when you train your chest, you can't train it the next day. You can't train it 2 days later, especially if you train it with the right intensity. Okay, you got to train it, a week later necessarily, especially if you're training drug-free and you're training with the right amount of intensity. It's not going to be ready for you to train it again after you traumatize it. So you want to make sure that you rest and recuperate before you train it again. Sleeping 7 to 8 hours, not necessarily that important. So if you want a busy, full life, you want to have a nice muscular physique, stay lean, don't put that constraint on yourself to have 7 or 8 hours of sleep daily. His fourth challenge was to stay organized and focus on goals. He said many monumental goals that keep pressing for his attention, and that creates stress. Then he gets overwhelmed, and then he just gives up and skips a meal or he skips a workout. Okay, power of goal, the power of focus is very important to anyone in their process. And a couple of things when you're organized and to get focused, there's a couple of things that I do. It's very important to know exactly what you want. When you know what you want for your body, when you really believe that you can get it, when your goals aren't too big, all right, that you get overwhelmed and you have no clue how to get there, or you get overwhelmed with the process, all right, knowing what you want, finding the ways to go about doing them become a lot, lot easier. All right, here's the other thing, too, is we are human beings. We do fail at times. We do get in ruts, whether it's with our motivation levels, how excited we are. It comes and it goes. Trying to go on what I call, whether it's mentally or physically, what I call as an endless marathon, meaning I will be dedicated and focused. I will be dedicated and focused for the next, 18 months, probably isn't going to happen. And not that you have, it's an all or nothing kind of thing, that you'll have to be like, scale from 1 to 10. 10, I'm absolutely focused and determined. 0, I'm not motivated at all. But it isn't all or nothing, 10 or 0. There'll be times when you're a 10. I suggest that when you're in those times that you really enjoy that process. There will be times where you're going to drop down to a 4 and you need to keep on keeping on. What I recommend is to schedule your workout schedule and your life, and which the two merge together. They affect each other. Is to go a Monday through Friday schedule. Now, again, we talked about the one gentleman who worked at 7 p.m. to 7 in the morning. If your work schedule isn't a traditional Monday through Friday, well, let's adjust it accordingly. But let's just assume for the moment it is a Monday through Friday schedule. That's the perfect time. You have to stay structured because of your employer is paying you Monday through Friday, whatever your hours are. Let's just say they're 9 to 5. That's the perfect time to stay structured with your training and workout times and your eating schedules. All right? Sprint. through Monday through Friday. Stay focused, stay disciplined, eat the right foods, train at the same time, along with the work that you will show up to work. You will follow through with your shifts because that's where you get paid. Use that structure to go with your eating and your training habits. All right? Do that Monday through Friday. And then on Saturdays and Sundays, give yourself a mental break. Now, that doesn't mean necessarily that you can't do a little cardio. That doesn't mean that you have to just eat all the junk food in the world or miss all your meals, don't even eat. I'm just saying give yourself a mental break. If you feel like not missing a meal, I'm missing a meal on a Saturday or Sunday, well, that's the time to do it. If you don't feel like doing cardio on a Saturday and Sunday, that's the time to do it. If you do it, hey, if you want to eat just like a machine, just like you did Monday through Friday on Saturday, that's fine. Just give yourself to the out where that's acceptable. So when you're winning this game, you are structured, you're disciplined, you're looking great. Your goals, your standards are something that you can live with day in and day out. I mean, I can't tell you how many people who I've coached who are, look fantastic, who do, you know, things 90% well, 95% well, but because they expect perfection, they don't need it sometimes, and then before you know it, they get in this mental funk. I can't tell you how many times I've seen that. I know a particular gentleman who looks amazing. I mean, for his age, for his accomplishments in the business world, structured, disciplined, trains first thing in the morning. He doesn't even have a grill where he cooks his, you know, chicken every single day from his work. He schedules his time. He does everything. He executes. Tell you, one thing gets off track. It affects him mentally. Before you know it, he's in a funk for 2 or 3 months where maybe he doesn't show up to the gym or his eating patterns. The standards were too high. He was winning the game. So I want you to go the Monday through Friday. You're strict, you're focused, you're disciplined Monday through Friday with your training, with your eating, with your work schedule. And on Saturday and Sunday, give yourself a break. If there's a time to fail, to not follow through, to miss a meal, to eat junk food, to maybe miss that cardio session, do it on the weekend and be okay with it. Because if you are a machine, five out of every 7 days, you're going to look fantastic. And it's my belief, if you are that machine 5 to 7 and you do miss a meal or you do sleep in a little or whatever it is that's normal on Monday, on Saturday and Sunday, you're still going to be way on track. So I'm going to continue on with Dean Bliss, but first I want to let you know about my Pachyon Muscle DVD set. This is something I created from scratch all by myself. I filmed it, produced it, directed it, starred in it, did the voiceover. It's all my years of passion, knowledge, experience, and my way of teaching in a way, all down on video, all my 18 years of experience crammed into a DVD for you to learn. Something I don't care what level of experience you are at, this training DVD is for you. So,
I'm Skip LaCour, 6-time national champion bodybuilder, bodybuilding and training author and magazine writer, motivational speaker, and success coach. For over 15 years, I've dedicated myself to becoming the best bodybuilder that I could be. More importantly than just that, I've committed myself to sharing with you what I've learned along my journey. I've written literally hundreds of articles that have been published in magazines around the world and have detailed my experience and knowledge. This 2-disc, 4-hour DVD presentation is jam-packed with information and inspiration to help you take your physique to the next level. My number one goal with Pachyon Muscle Max OT Style is to help you achieve your ideal of the ultimate physique. I will help you build muscle faster, shorten your learning time, end your confusion and frustration, and help you enjoy the process at a greater level along the way. This is how I plan to help you reach your goal. During the first part of the DVD, I will take you with me through an entire week of training, every set and every repetition. I'll show you how I pack on muscle more effectively and efficiently as I demonstrate and explain the Max OT training principles and dozens of the physical, mental, and emotional tips I implement along the way. Then I'll let you watch the same week of training, bolstered by what I shared in the first part, with just the real sound and action. You'll be amazed just how much you've learned and how much you'll be inspired watching this session after part one. Cardiovascular training is an important part of the physique development process. High-intensity Max OT cardio and how it compares to other forms of cardiovascular training will be demonstrated and explained next.
Many highly effective muscle-building exercises that were not scheduled during the week of training are outlined, demonstrated, and explained in the following section of this DVD presentation. To drive you to an even higher level of achievement, I've organized inspirational, action-packed, individual body part training clips set to music in the next section. You can cue the body part that you have scheduled to train before you head to the gym for an extra mental push. I've added insightful tips and advanced advice in the next section of Packing On Muscle Max with 2 Style. You'll get an inside look at the little things that I do that will help you produce big results. I've even added bodybuilding contest footage from my back-to-back national championship victories. You can train consistently, effectively, and efficiently in the gym, but if you don't back up what you do there with sound eating habits, your results will be severely compromised. During the final section, I will present a one-hour-long seminar on nutrition, a critical component for the bodybuilding and training process. Now, I can talk for days on this subject, but I have limited the seminar to what I believe are the most helpful nutrition tips and the most effective mental strategies and organizing principles. I've created an easy-to-surf-through menu system to guide you through the DVDs. You'll discover that the more you watch Packing On Muscle Max OT Style, the more you'll absorb the extensive amount of information it contains. The more you watch it, you'll also become more motivated to get the very most out of your bodybuilding and training efforts. If you are serious about getting maximum results in the shortest period of time, order Packing On Muscle Max OT Style today. You can order this 2-disc, 4-hour power package today at www.skiplacour.com. I can say with absolute certainty that there's no other bodybuilding DVD like this one.
All right, that's my Packing On Muscle Max OT Style DVD. Sold thousands of those around the world in 52 different countries. I get a lot of, if you're listening to this show live around the world in a podcasted version, it is available in every single region around the world. I've sold it in 52 countries. So Packing On Muscle Max OT Style DVD, you can order that from my website at www.skiplacour.com. So I'm going to go back to the list. This was Dean sent me a list of his 12 most important areas of bodybuilding training for him as he tries to take himself to the next level. So see how many of these things you can identify with, and I'll provide some explanations if you want to call into the show. Again, I've got a free ebook for you, 154 pages, Skip of Course, Packing On Muscle, Max OT Style. It's the ebook. It's the book, great complement to the DVD. It has training routines all lined out. You know, specific questions I get asked all the time about, you know, warm-up sets, how that all works out, training with injuries, training when you're sick. Stretching, I mean, all those questions. What I did when I wrote that book is I just said, I took all the email questions that I've answered, all the articles that I've written over the years, just laid it all out, and I went from a step-by-step. I kind of took myself back in time, and what I did is I said, okay, if I went to the gym and I was brand new, all right, what would be in a structured, organized way, in order of priority, in a hierarchy of what's most important, how would I outline this whole training process? So I took from step one, and then what I found out is that whether you're a beginner, an intermediate, or advanced, hearing it from a more advanced perspective, yet explaining in a way that everyone can relate to, it's a great building block. And again, a lot of times when, you know, I believe that if you've been training for a couple years, then you have this down. You know what you're doing. A lot of times, whether this is my experience with people doing in life or in the gym, is that how certain are we, how confident are we that we're on the right path? We may be on the right path. We're just not all that certain about it. Well, reading this free ebook on us and you just recalling in the show, and seeing how all these different areas are lined up, you can say, oh, yeah, hey, that's the way I think. So even after just 2 years of training, you stumbled upon, you researched, you've experienced the right set of strategies, and you think, wow, Skip thinks that way too with his experience. Skip thinks, oh, that's the way I've always been doing it. That validation of what you're doing is that you're on the right path makes you just kind of put it in the subconscious, and then put all your energy and effort into what you're doing instead of so much confusion, so much anxiety, so much angst about overwhelm about what it is that you're doing, if you are indeed on the right track, where you've been doing it, you've been doing it in an effective manner all along, you just weren't all that certain about it, and it did affect your results. I see that all the time, whether I'm at on the bodybuilding.com website, looking at the message boards, the amount of questions, the type of questions that are asked, the way that they try to help out each other and explaining different processes to each other, just sewing up things, just getting a little bit more certainty about what you're doing. So your time shouldn't be on the message boards figuring out things. Your time shouldn't be spent on the internet trying to not waste any time finding the most effective strategy. You need to find one, jump in, and then your effort and energy should be spent executing in the gym. So number five on Dean's list was to seek daily inspiration from movies, books, people, places, to keep beliefs alive that great things are possible. And then, for, in his case, the normal, that's normal for a man. Basically, it's keeping yourself motivated. He's trying to look for resources all the time to keep him motivated. And I'll tell you, that's one thing that I found out. That's everyone's challenge for everything, is that, you make this big goal, hey, I want to get in shape, I want to build so much muscle, I want to look a certain way, lose so much body fat, and then life gets in the way. Other things that really kind of took you away from doing that, you're integrating a new goal, a new habit to get in shape like this, and then so you're on that path for a little while, and then you start falling back on the patterns that you did maybe for 10 years before. Well, how do you stay motivated that is what you indeed really want? That is what you really want. And, that's what it comes from within. I tell you, the more you can structure your life, your eating habits, your workout schedules, in a definite pattern, okay, you become a creature of habit. Okay, we are creatures of habit. The question is, what habits have you created for yourself? Are they things that are empowering you or disempowering you? Do you have a habit of hitting that snooze button one or two times every morning? That's a habit. All right. How about the habit of just hitting that, don't hit the snooze bar and jumping up? That's how you start off your day. Well, our whole life, our whole day is filled with habits. The question is, are they empowering habits that are getting us closer to the life that we really want, in this case, the body that we really want? Or are we doing all those little habits all day long that are pushing us aside? The more you can create structure, all right, daily disciplines, those things that, hey, I would not think of not doing, the more you can adopt into your life, the easier it's going to go to not stray. If you always get up in the morning, the first thing you do is work out, after, a few weeks, you're not going to want to live life any other way. So creating structure is a great way to keep yourself motivated. You'll have less time to think about doing the opposite of those things that take you away from your goal. I have a caller from the 814 area code. Caller from the 814 area code. Caller, are you there?
I am. Hi, Skip. How are you?
I am awesome. And who
this
am I speaking
Susan
with?
Susan from Pennsylvania. My Sunday is not complete if I don't call in and talk to you.
Awesome. Well, our Sunday isn't complete either unless you call in. So I know you're preparing for a show, Susan. How close are you now?
I still have, it's the Yorton Cup, 11, 12 weeks out.
Okay.
Weeks. Yeah.
And how's everything going?
Going well. I'm in my, I guess, kind of eating and still putting on calories and I guess my hopeful mass building stage at this point at 110 pounds.
Yeah, well, let me give you an empowering belief, all right?
Yes.
If you're feeding yourself consistently throughout the day, your eating times, you're eating it with the quality protein that you need, and you're really putting the effort, overloading the muscle in the gym, you got to believe that you're building muscle.
And don't
look at the scale. Okay. I'm really talking. I know that your experience and you I can tell by, your voice qualities, calling to this show, a lot of things that you've said on the show is that, you set up structure in your life. You follow through. This is more for those listening live or listening in a podcasted version. They have a lot of challenge sometimes about, am I building muscle? I don't see it. Am I doing all the right things? Should I do a new training routine? Maybe it's not my diet. And one thing is I just try to say is, look, just concentrate on the matter at hand. Make sure that you have a great workout, that you're pushing yourself. You don't, of course, you don't miss workouts. Make sure you eat your meals, your planned meals, your structured meals. And, it doesn't matter. You just have to have the belief that, look, if you did not train, okay, if you didn't eat at all or ate sporadically and you didn't go to the gym, well, then you should worry about not building muscle, okay? If you are training in the gym, you're overloading the muscle and you're getting that protein down, whether you can see it or not, whether it's covered up by water or body fat or whatever, you are building muscle. Just think about it. It has to work out that way, all right? It's not visible all the time. It has to work out that way. I'll tell you is that you can look at a picture of me, go to my website, skiplacore.com, and you can see in the muscle mania, like in 1994, when I weighed in, I was 216 pounds, okay? Probably after I dropped my water, like 205 pounds. I didn't know it at that time. I think you and I talked about this before.
Yeah, I'm going to take my scale to the next competition, yes.
Right. Well, so then, so 94, so 10 years later, at the Team Universe, guess what? I weighed in at 216, and I know I weighed 205 pounds on the day of the show. All right? Does that mean that I trained for 10 years, Susan, with all this focus, dedication, thinking about it, writing about it, talking about it, making it my career, never missing workout, never missing a meal? You mean to tell me I didn't grow any muscle in all that time? Of course I did. It became more dense. It became more mature. The body percentage changed. So don't look for those indicators, and just have the belief, and I know you do, Susan, is that you are building muscle by just executing those things. So,
great,
so,
thank you.
Uh-huh.
So I'm reading on AST's site about the MaxOT principles, and specifically they talk about overload stretching. I just want to ask you, am I understanding that right? Like the best example I could come up with would be like maybe a barbell row or a pull down. Are they saying that, you know, you're not basically shorting the rep movement, that I want to get a full extension? Am I understanding overload stretching correctly that
no,
way?
Yeah, you are. It's a lot of times like, you know, you think of a barbell row, you think of a cable row, you think of a pull-up.
Mm-hmm.
There is that point where if you don't drop your body so hard on a pull-up or you don't stretch so far on a cable, you shorten that movement,
right.
And sometimes it could be as little as 6 inches.
Mm-hmm.
The movement becomes a little bit easier, and it's just telling you to get that full stretch at the bottom of the movement on all those exercises. So,
okay,
because
I'm really trying to focus on that maximum, you know, OT and focus principle when I'm lifting with each rep, and
yeah,
I just want to make sure I'm understanding that.
Yeah, back exercises are a good example, whether they're, like I said, cable rows, barbell rows, pull-ups, pull-downs or V-bar pull-downs. There is that point where, you know, you straighten out your body up on the top or the bottom of the movement and get that extra couple inches. And that makes all the difference in the world, too, on that exercise. So, you know, you've got that right. So tell me more about your training and everything. You got everything down at this point. Is it pretty much keeping your head together and making sure you just check everything off every single day?
I think so, yeah. My diet I don't have questions about. I find that my body responds best eating every 2 hours. So I get probably 8-9 meals in every day at least. I'm working on really tweaking, you know, the specific nutrient timing, and that was another question I was going to try and ask you regarding.
Sure.
Is there any?
Well, I just want to clarify one thing. Susan eats 8 or 9 meals a day.
I do,
and
every 2 hours.
And kind of the reference was that 5 or 6 meals that I talked about. You have to understand something. When I do a bodybuilding and training show, I mean, I have someone like you who's really focused, very educated, dedicated, doing a contest, pushing yourself to the zenith of what you can accomplish. So I have you on one end, and then I have someone who kind of looked up exercise or training or workouts on iTunes and ran into the show, and they have a home gym or someone who's just trying to get motivated. So a lot of times I have this big, wide scale of who I'm broadcasting to. So I just want to, you know, that you're in the top 3%, Susan, being able to commit yourself to those 8 or 9 meals a day. Most people can have a fantastic physique if they can get those 5 meals in a day. So
sure.
I guess that I'm broadcasting to the masses, so you're right on. Hey, if you're out there and you really want to eat every 2 hours and break up the nutrients and the calories, so to have more than 5 meals a day, the more the better. You know, the body can break it down and use it. The faster metabolism will be.
Yeah, I can feel my metabolism slowing down if I go more than 3 hours, you know, or even 2.5 to 3 hours.
Right.
And I can feel it kind of revving up when I stay consistent at every 2 hours.
Right. Now, you had a question about nutrient timing?
Yeah, just, you know, I try to play with and put my omegas, my MyoD and my CLA with like a chicken or fish. And I just wondered if you, in your experience, have found that, you know, specifically when you supplement with different, with all the supplements you take, if there is kind of a best time or if you felt better or anything like that when you're taking your supplements. And but maybe a broad general question.
Yeah, no, that's a good question. And again, when, you know, having all the different supplements available to me by being working so closely with ASC Sports Science, I guess the general rule is the smallest amount of supplements and where they can work independently of each other, so at different times of the day, is the most ideal state. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I'm going to use an extreme example, and again, this won't necessarily make sense in your case. But for those of you listening out there live on a podcast version, basically what I'm saying is if you're going to take some antioxidants or some CLA fat or some L-glutamine, all right, and you know that you want to take X amount of all three of those, and then you think, well, you know, I'm going to get busy today, so I'm going to take them all right now, all of them all right now, first thing in the morning, okay? Well, you're going to... You know, overload, just like I talked about, you know, the body needing the smaller, more frequent meals. You know, if you can spread out those dosages, so to speak, of those supplements, if you can have them work independently of each other, like, for example, take your antioxidants after your workout, and then maybe after your second meal, that's when you take your glutamine. Maybe your multivitamin is in the morning and in the evening. So I try to break them up as much as possible as far as what makes me feel better or look better. I don't know so much about feel. I try not to, you know, try to make determinations about feel, like how my body responds necessarily to certain things, because I found out a lot of decisions that we make like that are usually made on emotion. And, you know, and then because, I don't know, maybe I'm in a good mood at that time, then I start linking me taking that supplement at that particular time. Or, you know, there's a drop-off. I found that my endorphins really kick first thing in the morning when I work out. And then, you know, sometimes they just drop for an hour or so in that mid-morning. You know, and those are times where I'm not feeling all that great or I'm not so optimistic about the world, and so I can't attach, you know, my meals or supplements to the way that they're reacting to that particular mood. So I try not to make decisions based on feelings. I just look at the big picture of, like, what to do over time. The only thing is that with the process of absorbing the protein before and after workout, the pre and post workout, you know, it talks about, you know, fat slowing down that process. So by taking fats at that particular time. So, you know, besides that, besides avoiding that, I guess right off the top of my head, I can't think of anything of caution or that you want to avoid when it comes to that.
Okay, all right.
What are your favorite supplements? A lot of people have a lot of different ideas about supplements. As a competitive bodybuilder, Susan, what are your top three supplements? And then I'm going to ask you to be the coach to all of the people listening out on the show. You know, the guys may be training for, you know, 3 months in the gym or trying to get going. Maybe they're okay. What are your top three supplements? And then what would the top three that you would advise to the listeners out there?
Okay. My top three now, I would say glutamine, creatine, and I would probably put my essential fatty acids and my antioxidants kind of tied for third.
Yeah,
and,
I like that.
And I do split those up. I take supplements all day long, and I don't put my fats in my three-hour bracketing window. I do my antioxidants before and after cardio and before and after I lift. I do my branched-chain amino acids. They're in there as well. I have trouble tolerating those in my gut, so I actually take those at nighttime. That just seems to that's what works out best for me.
Okay.
Those are definitely
good ones. You know what? Another thing, Susan, is one thing, you know, when you're done with competing and everything, you know, those type of disciplines that you're doing with that supplementation, those supplements in particular that you talked about, not necessarily the creatine, but the glutamine, you know, the essential fats. I tell you, if you're out there and maybe you're young and you always want to feel young and look young, maybe you're starting the aging process starting for you and you want to do whatever. Well, nutrition, number one, is going to do anything that you can do, anything you can avoid out there, anything that you can do, your eating habits. Those types of the essential fatty acids, don't take those out of your diet. I mean,
right.
The glutamine, you talk about anti-aging supplements. Those are ones that I would say that really help with that process, looking young, feeling young. The mindset and everything. So those are good ones for after your competing days are over too, Susan.
I agree. So I just turned 40, so I'm interested in staying and looking as young and feeling as young as I can
awesome.
For quite some time.
yeah, 40 years young. So tell me, what would be the three that you would recommend to the guy out there, guy, woman out there training for, like, just say 3 months, a year?
I would definitely include glutamine in that. The antioxidants and probably the essential fatty acids as well.
Uh-huh. Yeah, those are definitely...
That would be my recommendation.
Right.
People at the gym, when I fill in and train some, they'll talk about, you know, feeling run down or cardiovascular risks, those kinds of things. And they just seem to be your biggest bang for your buck in terms of, you know, extra C and zinc and immune-enhancing kinds of things. And
right.
Then the fatty
acids. What do you do for a living,
well,
Susan? Are you in the fitness industry? What do you do?
I'm a nurse practitioner. I'm a professor in a nursing department at a university.
Oh, okay. Awesome. All right. You know, because a lot of times when you get at a high level like yourself, you know, with me dealing with people just like yourself and then the lowest common denominator, I've just found that they just don't get their meals in. You know, they just don't eat the right meals, eating frequently enough. And that's why at the top of my list, in addition to everything that you're saying, would be the Nitro 40 superfood meal replacement. So, when it's quick and in a gym, they want to grab some junk, you know, that they can take one of those, keep them on track. Hey, let me ask you, we're down to our last minute. I'm very curious. I'm developing a whole different aspect to this bodybuilding training. So you're 40 years old and you're doing bodybuilding competitions. Tell me something. Feel comfortable with this. What drove you? What was the driving force in your life? Again, if you can be vague and whatever you feel comfortable with. What drove you to this bodybuilding lifestyle and this level of competition?
Great question. I have no problem answering it. I have always considered myself someone who was healthy and exercised and worked out, but I never really did weight training specifically. I ran. And I ran hard and ran marathons, but I never had the physique that I wanted. And when I started back for my doctorate, I got real busy and stressed and started skipping meals and drinking a lot of coffee, and I gained some weight, and I could not get it off running. And so I joined a gym and work out with Bill Lawrence here in Meadville and was introduced to these principles and started seeing changes in my body. And I think the biggest thing that really encouraged me to try and compete was watching him prep for a show and watching that incredible transformation. And I knew that I wasn't doing as much as I could with my own body. And I wanted to challenge myself. And I thought, you know what, I know I can up the ante, and I know that I'm not working as hard as I could, and I want to see just what I can do with my own body.
Yeah, interesting. So what was it that, we just have about 15 seconds here. Maybe this is a good conversation to have maybe after your show or something like that. Is maybe dig a little deeper. I'd like to know how you started with marathons and that type of lifestyle. So anyway, thank you for joining the show. Visit my website at www.skiplacour.com.
Thanks.
Hi, this is Skip LaCour. Thank you for joining me on this archived or podcasted show. I want to invite you to join me live during the show every Sunday and let me help you solve your bodybuilding and training problems personally. Visit my website at www.skiplacour.com for more information on training, nutrition, supplementation, and motivation. And take the time to sign up on my list for free weekly tips, messages, and website updates that will be sent to you by email. If you have any questions about anything I've discussed during the show, or any other questions for that matter, email them to me at skip@skiplacour.com. I'd also like to take this time to invite you to listen to The Manformation Show. It's a weekly talk show where I discuss strategies that help transform you into the man you really want to be. You can go to www.manformation.com to get more information about this concept that will help you take your life to the next level. Bookmark your web browser now to www.manformationradio.com and join the live show every Saturday morning.